experience been like so far for you?
I mean, it's a great experience. I mean, a great opportunity at that. You know what I'm saying? Everything been going well. Less sleep, but have a lot of fun just mingling with the guys and being around the guys. More, I'm a great guy on the field, but also off the field also. I mean, I feel that's very important. It's a lot of them. It was a lot of them. I met with a lot of them last night, but I can't remember all. It was a ton of them.
What do you think your biggest strength is?
My physicality. I play very hard, and I play very. I mean, I love to strike people. I feel like that's what helped me stand out the most. And I'm very versatile. I can cover slot receivers. I mean, I can go down the cover. I can go in the box and tackle. I feel like I'm very versatile. I can play in the post. I feel like that makes me stand out most.
What about someone who needs to work out to improve?
I mean, there's always room to improve. Coming to the big leagues, was everybody good? Everybody's good. All the talent is always up here. So working on technique and continue to get better every day.
Is it transitioning from college to
I mean, he taught me a lot because he had the experience. So I'm learning from him every day, and it's an advantage. I mean, he told us every day, I mean, if we have the opportunity, take it. He pushed us every day, and we got the opportunity, so we took advantage.
Is there a safety in the NFL that kind of
molded your game after? Ed Reed. I watch film on Ed Reed all the time, every week. You know what I'm saying? So I look forward to him all the time.
How was your brother feeling about
that? I mean, I don't think he'll mind. He understand.
In what ways was Ed Reed?
Like I said, very versatile. He can cover. He'll hit you. He picked the ball off the ball hawk. I mean, he could do it all, so that's why I feel like I can do it too.
I realize he's quite a bit older than you, but what's it like growing up with them? Are you guys competitive?
Yeah, he was always competitive. I mean, he pushed me. He challenged me all the time. So, I mean, that made me who I am today.
Do you feel like your athleticism kind of overrides your lack of size as far as height goes?
Yes, I feel like that's the advantage. I'm very athletic. Growing up, I was very athletic. I feel like that separates me a lot, my athletic ability, and I'm not the biggest safety, I guess, but I feel like I play hard, and that makes me stand out.
Played on both sides of the ball when you came back
in high school. How much did that help you? I mean, it made me realize that I'd rather deliver the blow than get hit. So I mean, it helped me out a lot. The athletic ability, I mean, it helped me footwork and all everything else. I try not to pay attention to that. Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm very confident in myself. I'm very versatile, and I feel I can do a lot of things for teams, special teams, covering, tackling. So, yes, I feel like I'm the best one. Yes, I have a goal in my head. I'm going for a low 4.4, even faster. I mean, I prepare well. I feel like I'll be all right.
The way the defense played games this fall against SEC competition, talk about how much that helped your confidence.
I mean, we had great defense. Everybody was flying around. I mean, I trusted all everybody on defense. I mean, we came together as a team, and that helped our confidence build. Because I mean, we knew how good we could be, and when you know how good you can be, I mean, your confidence is gonna be to the roof. So it helped us out a lot. That's why we was victorious. I mean, it says a lot by the program, a lot of bragging rights. I mean, we can talk smack to the other guys, and it shows how great, I mean, the great things we did and how well we was coached. And I mean, I feel like defense winning championships. That's what they say. So, I mean, the defense is always going to lead the team, I feel like.
Did you guys interchange much with free and strong?
I mean, it's
–
Yeah, I played both. I mean, I played free, strong. I played a nickel. I played dime. So I pretty much played everywhere in the secondary. I mean, I covered guys like corners, too. So I feel like I played most of everything in the secondary.
Did anybody besides Reed or any scheme you watch on tape though?
Oh, yeah, I watch Eric Berry a lot. I watch Earl Thomas from Seattle. I mean, I watch NFL film more than I watch the college film during the week. I mean, they talked about it, but it really wasn't a big issue because I got it, but I just had to pay a fine and it got dropped, so I don't really think they made it a big issue. Yeah, when they come back, I always talk to them guys about that, and they tell me it's a different league. I mean, a lot of bigger and tougher guys, faster guys, but I mean that's expected. That's why I go out to work every day. I mean, that'd be a great opportunity. Anywhere would be a great opportunity and a dream come true. So, I mean, any team that picked me up would be a blessing.
I asked you about Coach Muschamp, but he and his staff, how did they make you a better player? What did you learn?
When they came in, I feel I learned a lot about the knowledge of the ball, different schemes, the way my man technique, they taught me a lot of man technique that I didn't know before. And he made me a very better ball player, and he made me a better person too. I learned a lot from Uncle Muschamp.
How are you going to be able to cover those big tight ends?
Technique. Rely on my technique and that I'm working on every day. So I feel like I fall back on that, and the sky be the limit.
What's the most important thing your brother ever told you you're talking about?
In football, the most important thing he probably taught me was, in football, probably footwork. Cause it's before this weekend, we worked a lot on. He taught me a lot. Cause in college, you can collide a lot in college, and in the NFL, you gotta use a lot of footwork and a lot of separation. And so, he taught me a lot about that I didn't know. I mean, maturity, grow up. He taught me that I need to grow up fast, and it's a big man's league, and basically taking authority. That's, I feel like that was a problem with me in college, and he taught me that too. I need to learn how to take more authority and just grow up and handle situations different, and emotions different, and things like that.
In terms of watching
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much watch all the best safeties in the league. Troy Polamalu, Reggie Nelson. I mean, he was a former Gator, so I had no choice but to watch him. I mean, I watched them all. I mean, Reggie play hard, and he very rangy as a safety. He can move, take great angles, and I mean, you always want to do those great things while you're playing in the back end. I mean, I feel like that helped me out a lot. I mean, because, you know, most of the best players in the SEC be the best players in the NFL. So, I mean, that's the advantage.
Do you think you'll ever get back to Seattle?